Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a pretty wild topic, the Las Vegas gas shortage caused by a pipeline break back in February 2023. If you were in Vegas at the time, you probably remember the lines at the pumps stretching down the streets like never before. It was chaos. But what really happened and how did it impact all of us? Let's break it down. First, let's talk about the pipeline break itself. On February 10th, 2023, there was a leak in the Kinder Morgan fuel pipeline in California, which supplies a huge chunk of gasoline and diesel to southern Nevada, including Las Vegas. When that pipeline went down, it effectively cut off about 30% of our fuel supply. That's a massive hit for a city that consumes roughly 1.2 million gallons of fuel each day. No wonder you saw those long lines at gas stations. People weren't just panicking for no reason. There was a genuine supply crisis. Now here's where it gets interesting. During a gas shortage, you really don't want to let your tank drop below a quarter full. Why? Well, running your fuel pump dry can cause it to overheat, especially in the Vegas heat, which can hit around 100 degrees Fahrenheit. If that happens, you could be looking at a $250 to $300 repair bill. So it's smart to keep at least 4 to 6 gallons of fuel in your tank as a buffer. But wait, there's more to consider. Once that pipeline was down, you can't just flip a switch and turn it back on. The pipeline had to be repaired, pressure tested, and brought back online safely. During that time, gas prices skyrocketed, with supply down but demand staying the same, or even increasing due to panic buying. You can imagine what that did to prices. Some stations even started charging premium prices for regular gas. If you experienced this firsthand, you know it was a tough hit on the wallet. So what did the state do to get things back to normal? The response was actually pretty quick. The emergency was declared on February 10th, and by February 14th, just 4 days later, normal operations resumed. They started bringing in tanker trucks to supplement the supply, which, although more expensive and slower, helped prevent the situation from becoming even worse. Another key point to remember is that fuel quality can suffer during these shortages. When fuel is rushed in from different sources, it might pick up contaminants like water or sediment. After the supply resumed, if you filled up and your car started running rough, you might have gotten some bad gas. Here's a quick tip. When you fill up, drain about a quart into a clear jar. Good gasoline should be clear amber. If it's milky or separates, you need to drain your tank before you damage your vehicle. Now, let's talk about how to protect your car during a fuel shortage. I can't stress this enough. Don't run your tank low. Your fuel pump is cooled by the gasoline in the tank, so running it near empty puts you at risk of overheating it. Plus, having a little emergency fuel kit can save you a ton of money down the line. A 5-gallon, carb-approved gas can, a proper funnel, and even a fuel stabilizer can make a big difference. Speaking of which, let's look at the long-term effects and what's being done to prevent another crisis. The 2023 shortage was a real wake-up call for Nevada. They formed a fuel resiliency subcommittee to look for ways to strengthen the supply chain. There's even talk of a new pipeline, the Western Gateway pipeline, which could potentially provide us with an alternative route for gasoline and diesel by 2029. For both businesses and homeowners, keeping larger fuel reserves has become a priority. Many people have taken the lesson to heart and now make it a habit to keep their tanks above a quarter full. That's a simple way to avoid the panic that comes with shortages. Now, as we wrap up today's discussion, what are the key takeaways? First, always maintain at least a quarter tank of fuel to prevent damaging your vehicle. Second, during shortages, be wary of fuel quality and know how to check it. Lastly, staying informed and prepared can save you both time and money in the long run. So next time you hear about a pipeline issue, think ahead. Fill up early and avoid those crazy long lines. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next one.